Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Mark chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. That's our passage today. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased." So I love it when all our family is together. I love listening to the conversations between our children, their spouses, and our grandchildren. There is talk about life's journey and future dreams. There's a lot of laughter. And in our family, just a bit of sarcasm, our love language, sprinkled throughout. Lori and I love our kids. We are proud of them. And we're excited to see what God is doing in their lives. Right after Jesus' baptism, the three persons of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, came together for, as some put it, a family celebration. The Godhead was demonstrated in visual and audible ways. The Holy Spirit came in the form of a dove. The Father spoke in a distinctive voice, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." The Father and the Holy Spirit expressed their approval of Jesus and his mission on earth. No doubt they encouraged him for the journey ahead. The family celebration constituted the launch of Jesus' earthly ministry. The next 3 years would not be easy. Ahead were 40 days of fasting, severe temptation, persecution, rejection, and finally the cross. But all along the way, Jesus would be surrounded and encouraged by his family. Like us, he would never be alone. Father, thank you for coming to encourage me, build me up, prepare me for what's ahead. Thank you for never leaving me when times are tough. Thank you for the reminder that even when I am by myself, I am never alone. In Jesus' name, amen.